your guide to the 2023 general election. Voting in the 2023 general election starts on Monday the 2nd of October and ends at 7pm on Election Day, Saturday the 14th of October. At the general election, we will vote for the parties and candidates we want to represent us in Parliament. The following information explains our election system, enrolling and voting. Voting in the general election. Mixed member proportional, MMP, is the system we use to elect our Parliament. Each voter has a party vote and an electorate vote. Your party vote is for the political party you choose. This vote largely decides the total number of seats each political party gets in Parliament. Your electorate vote is to choose the MP you want to represent the electorate you live in. The candidate who gets the most votes wins. If you're not enrolled, enrol now. Your vote is important. It's time to make sure you're enrolled and ready to vote in the general election. You're eligible to enrol and vote if you are 18 years or older, a New Zealand citizen or permanent resident, and you've lived in New Zealand continuously for 12 months or more at some time in your life. Enrol online using your New Zealand driver's license, New Zealand passport, or RealMe verified identity. Or to get an enrolment form sent to you in the post, free text your name and address to 3676 or call free phone 0800 367656. Getting someone to help you enrol. You can ask someone you know to help you enrol or ask your local enrolment team. You can ask a support person, such as a friend or family member, to help you complete your enrolment form or to complete your form for you. It's best to enrol early as it makes voting much easier and faster, but you can also enrol at any voting place, including on Election Day. Your support person can help you enrol at a voting place or help you to enrol online. If you enrol online on Election Day, you'll be sent a confirmation email. Take the email with you to your voting place. Whichever way you enrol, you need to sign the form. If you can't complete or sign the form because of a physical or mental impairment, a support person may be able to act on your behalf. Ask your local enrolment team to help you. Your local enrolment team looks after the electoral roll for the area you live in. They're available to help you enrol and answer your questions about enrolling. Find the contact details of your local enrolment team at our website. Click on the link vote.nz. Helping someone with a physical impairment. If you're enrolled to vote, you can complete and sign an enrolment form for someone who can't do it themselves because of a physical impairment. You can also complete and sign the form if you have power of attorney. Helping someone with a mental impairment. You can complete and sign an enrolment form for someone who can't do it themselves because of a mental impairment if you, 1. Are enrolled to vote, 2. Have enduring power of attorney, and 3. Are the person's appointed welfare guardian. You'll also need to fill in another form so we can contact you as the representative of the person with a mental impairment. Visit vote.nz or call us on 0800 367656 to get a form sent to you. Upload both forms to us at, click on the link vote.nz, or email enrol@vote.nz. Call us on 0800 367656 if you have any questions about completing an enrolment form on somebody else's behalf. Māori or general roll. If you are on the Māori roll, you will vote for a candidate standing in a Māori electorate, and if you are on the general roll, you will vote for a candidate standing in a general electorate. The type of roll you are on makes no difference to your party vote. You get to choose from the same list of political parties whether you are on the general roll or the Māori roll. Find out more about the Māori or general roll at vote.nz or free phone 0800 367656. Make voting easier. Take your Easy Vote card. Enroll by the 10th of September and your Easy Vote information pack will be sent to you about a week before the voting begins. The pack includes your personal Easy Vote card and all the information you need to vote, including the names of the candidates and parties you can choose from and where your closest voting place is. Take your EasyVote card with you when you go to vote. It shows your name, electorate, and where your name is on the electoral roll. This will make voting faster and easier. If you enrol after the 10th of September, you can still vote, but you won't get your EasyVote card. What will your voting paper look like? At the voting place, you will be given your voting paper for the general election. Your voting paper will list the political parties you can choose from using your party vote and the candidates you can choose from using your electorate vote. The voting place staff will tell you what you need to do. It's best to vote close to home. It's easier and faster to vote close to home if you can. Your EasyVote information pack will have a list of voting places for your electorate. Take your EasyVote card with you if you have one. If you're not going to be in your electorate during the voting period, you can still vote at any voting place by completing a special vote, which will take longer because you will need to fill in an extra form. The voting place staff will show you what to do if you need to cast a special vote. Vote early. You can vote in the general election from Monday the 2nd of October until 7 p.m. on election day, Saturday the 14th of October. Information about where, when and how to vote will be available at vote.nz or free phone 0800 367656 from mid-September. It will also be included in your EasyVote pack. Register to vote by telephone dictation. Voters who are blind or have low vision or another disability that means they are unable to mark the voting paper without assistance may be able to cast a secret vote by telephone dictation. You can register to vote by telephone dictation from Monday, the 11th of September, by calling 0800 028 028 and selecting option 1 to register. You can call to register from Monday to Saturday from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. Registration opens on Monday, the 11th of September, and closes at noon, Saturday, the 14th of October. You must be registered for telephone dictation voting by noon, Saturday, the 14th of October. When you register, you will be asked to choose a secret question and answer which only you know. You can choose from one of the three secret questions. 1. The name of your first primary school. 2. The name of your first pet. And 3. The name of the street where you grew up. You will be given a personal registration number once you have registered. Your registration number can be sent to you by email, text message, given to you over the phone, or someone can call you back. Make sure you're ready to record your personal registration number if you want to receive it over the phone. Your registration number and secret question are used to confirm that you're already registered when you call back to vote without giving your name to the electoral official. Please don't tell anyone your secret question or the answer to it until you call back to vote. You'll need to know your registration number and the answer to your secret question when you call back to vote. Vote by telephone dictation. If you're registered to vote by telephone dictation, you can vote from Wednesday the 27th of September by calling 0800 028 028 and selecting option 2 to vote. You can call Monday to Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. until Saturday the 14th of October. Your last chance to vote is on Election Day, Saturday the 14th of October from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Once you're connected to an electoral official, you will be asked to provide your registration number. Do not give your name to the electoral official, they won't know your identity and your vote is secret. The electoral official will then ask you to answer the secret question you selected when registering. The electoral official will read out a list of the political parties and the names of each candidate standing in your electorate. They will mark your voting paper according to your instructions. A second electoral official will confirm that the voting papers have been marked according to your instructions. Voting by telephone dictation opens on Wednesday, the 27th of September. Need help to vote? If you need help to read or mark your voting paper, a friend, family member or electoral official can help. Just ask when you go to vote. Anyone who doesn't speak English can take a friend or family member to the voting place to help. We'll work with hospitals and care home managers to find the best way for their patients and residents to vote. If you are unable to vote in person, for example, because of poor health or mobility, you can ask someone to bring your voting papers or apply for voting papers to be sent to you. If you know someone this information would help, please tell them about it. Find out more at vote.nz or free phone 0800 367656. End of Your Guide to the 2023 General Election.